Quiet on the set.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone therapists are just phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears or desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. Now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, or Allah, but we are all children of sperm and egg co-itis. Sex is topic here on Radio Susie One, worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation. On the World Wide Web. Coming to your airwaves, your brainwaves, right between your ears, deep inside your heart. And we are broadcasting live from the soul of downtown L.A. at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy, where Sister Sarah Sue is gearing up for her famous Twitters from Radio Susie One. Drunken Twitters, I should say. Gotta fuel up there. They gotta be drunken Twitters. Yes. I can't hear you. I can't hear her.
It's unfortunate.
Okay, here we go. You're building
Anyways,
an audience.
I'm building an audience of loyal, drunken Radio Susie One Twitter followers.
Good. We need to build them every which way.
Yes.
Through sex, through music.
And if I have to drink multiple bottles of wine.
Wine.
Bring it on.
Yes. And we have multiple bottles of wine tonight. It seems
and I will
like
consume
a real
most of them.
Night. Yep. Okay. Sarah Sue. And we have that masked man. Ooh.
Known to the chat room as Zorro.
Zorro doesn't have a gold mask.
Gold
That's
face.
Like Liberace or
gold
something.
Face, Zorro.
This is totally gay. What is this gold mask thing? No, I love it, actually.
Thank
it's
you.
Eros.
Thank
it's
you
Eros.
Very much.
It takes a real man to wear a gold mask.
I'm a real man, last time I checked.
Mm.
I know.
So this is Brother Dylan.
Dylan.
Brother Dylan. Is a
Brother Dylan.
musician, one of those artists we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Yes. And Brother Dylan.
Yes, darling.
What have you come to share with Speakeasy tonight?
You know, I come here to share a little love about the road and what the road does.
The road.
Yes.
The road less traveled, or the road well trodden.
The road and the beaten path, alone or with a partner.
Lover's lane.
Lover's corner, lover's leap. Just lovers all over the place. Mm. Good.
Yeah. Lovers all over the place.
Absolutely. Fingerboard in the body.
All right.
Strumming it all, honey.
Well, we're your lovers here at the Speakeasy.
And I feel it.
Yeah. And speaking of lovers, love ya.
Where?
Sister Natasha.
Hi, sexy.
Skinsky. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you since Eros Day.
I know.
Our orgy for Obama. You were a big, big hit.
That was awesome.
Big hit. You were, you know, I didn't know you. I mean, I sort of knew you. I knew of you.
Right.
But then...
I had so much fun.
You had so much fun. And,
I did.
And we had so much fun watching you have fun. I mean, you did all kinds of things. You were everywhere. And you were so athletic. A beautiful, sleek body.
Yeah, I was watching that just the night.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for that.
No, you weren't. You missed that. You have to watch it vicariously.
I was at the Fat Farm.
Yes.
Don't feel bad. I missed it, too.
Mm. And you squirted, didn't you?
Quite all over the stage.
Get real close to them, Mike. Get real close to them.
All over that stage.
Yes.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, we did get it on one camera, you know. You did it so kind of unexpectedly.
Very unexpectedly.
Yes, yes. Here at the Speakeasy, you have to holler, squirting!
It's kind of like when a fight breaks out in a bar. Everyone rushes and makes a big circle around it.
Oh, it's a big thing here. It's holy water. Also, it goes in line with our temple of love theme. So you are accompanied by a fine-looking art piece here. Look at this.
Ooh, he got shirtless.
He totally did. And now he's clothed in artworks, like a comic book. Fantastic. But before we hear about the tattoos, we'll say his name's Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Spelled like the lay.
Exactly.
Like, what's the lay?
The lay, like a lay, like a
L-E-I.
Like a Hawaiian lay.
Or pronounced Lee.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Clever.
That's what it is. It's pure cleverness.
I liked it.
And look at all these tattoos. Do they tell a story?
Several. 100 stories.
And how long have you known Natasha? Tell me that story. How did you meet?
Oh, God.
We've been working together for about 7 years.
Yeah, about 7 years.
I kind of dragged him into the adult business.
You dragged him in.
Well, look at him. And
I was
like
a good Christian boy when you met me. Now look at
him. Really?
Yeah.
Well, Brother Tommy, you can still be Christian.
No, thanks.
He's a prodigal son with on.
There you go.
Yes, he is.
Well, you can be a brother in Eros here at the Speakeasy.
Sounds good to me.
Actually, you might make a good Eros.
No.
How would you like to wear wings and nothing else?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of an exhibitionist.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. And Natasha.
Yeah, sexy.
Natasha Skinsky. I mean, are you from like some far off place like the Valley?
How'd you know? Who told you?
By way of Swedish meatballs?
These balls are in Sweden.
I'm curious.
My balls are only half Swedish.
Stravinsky?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's Russian.
Are you Russian?
No, I'm not. Actually, I love Natasha Kinsky.
Kinsky. And she's not Russian. What is she?
Oh, she's Russian.
Is she Russian?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Beautiful. And she had a beautiful snake.
Right.
The picture, remember the snake?
I do. Was that from Chat People or something? No, that was another thing.
It was a beautiful poster.
Right.
And I've had it for years. And
I'm yes.
Like, I had the snake.
Right.
And I thought, Natasha Skinsky.
Yeah.
Because she's beautiful. Beautiful.
I have a snake.
I saw your snake. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so we have to do a little photo shoot with the snake, or maybe a little something later with the snake.
Oh, yeah.
But right now we have some callers.
Ooh.
Already?
Wow. Yeah, we do. And we've introduced everybody, so we really are ready to take on the world. Right?
Sounds good to me.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
So what do you have, Doctor?
Well, we have... We have two callers here. You want me to tell you about both of them?
Well, just tell me who you want on. And
No, I mean, I don't have a preference. I know one of them has written to me, Dragon Steel XXX, and he wants to say hello. So I know maybe that'll be quick.
What line is he on?
Jeff has a situation with his mom. So that should be a little longer. So
that should be scary.
Yeah, that's
I know. That could be. That could be hence.
I'm always a fan of mom situations.
Yeah. We're intense fans of the perverse.
Did you see Spank the Monkey? Great movie. Yes.
Oh, yes. A great movie.
I have not seen it. Should we have a screening?
Oh, totally. It's an incredible,
let's do a screening,
creepy, wonderful movie.
So well done, wasn't it?
It is.
Did
amazing.
Not do
but
well
anyway
at the Cannes Film Festival.
Well, no, you know, people have a tough time with that.
It's you know, sons and moms kind of going
it's,
at it.
It's very intense.
Oh, didn't work.
Oh, son, okay.
Okay. Well,
taboo's good. So.
Okay. So what do you want?
So let's take Dragon Steel.
What line is he?
He's on line four.
Four. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello, Dragon Steel.
I want to say hello. I promise I would stop on in as soon as I have the chance.
You promised, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you lived up to your promise.
I also did Space Bulletin posts for you a couple times. I don't know if anyone saw it.
Aw, thank you. I totally neglect MySpace these days.
I do too.
Because I'm all over Twitter.
Yeah.
A little bit of Facebook, and I've got my own bonobo way, and I've got my own community, which is currently on life support, actually. But we're going to bring it back in a big way any minute now, probably when you're listening to this broadcast.
I have you on right now, so I'm watching the show now.
Okay. Well, Dragon, thank you for being my foot soldier.
No problem.
I really appreciate that. So did you want to tell the, the Susieverse anything in particular, Dragon? Or my guests?
I don't know. I was listening to the gentleman talking about the panel with his girlfriend a moment ago that was just gone. And thinking, okay, this sounds familiar. But I don't know if you want to. I don't feel like going into that. It's not a big deal.
Well, then why bring it up?
It's a big deal. You brought it up, man. Open it up. Let's hear what you get to. Let's hear your story, man.
Yeah, well,
go for it.
No one knows. We're not even pretty.
You brought it up.
No one knows who you are.
Dragon.
That I have been with,
but speak up, darling. Speak
on
up.
A kind of serious relationship level. We even did a lot of our work and photo stuff together. Last weekend, right after I had set up my account, your show and everything, and I had taken her out and done a lot of stuff, she basically kind of did a deep end flip, took off to San Diego to telling me she was going to go see her family for her for Easter. And then I found out a lot of information. And what's funny is,
what
issue she'd been
what did you find out about her? What was she really doing?
Well, she had gotten big into this internet cam thing with some people she met on the internet.
An internet cam thing?
Talking about stuff, getting back and doing stuff together. But she had a serious drinking problem, so she got into drinking almost every night when she'd do that.
Two themes that we associate with here at the Speakeasy.
I have a serious
sex
drinking
sex and drinking.
Sex is good.
Let's talk more about what happens to people.
My wine has totally disappeared.
Everyone's afraid for your Easter.
You got a better cop. There we go.
It's smaller, though.
Hey, man, I'm going to say this here about a girl. You know, you start doing this kind of stuff, and she's taking off unexpectedly. She's not flipping. This is something kind of that was happening, and it just, she didn't snap. It was kind of happening. It was kind of happening slowly, and then, you know, it crescendoed.
We kind of tried to discuss it. I told, you know, I kind of knew that, too. And
yes.
I'm, like, at this point, been with her for 7 years, and I even, you know, kind of stopped being, you know, out with other people.
You've been with her for 7 years, and you didn't know she was doing webcam?
No, no. With her, just that we would talk back and forth. I'd be, you know, walking from one room to the other, and... No, this is something that's actually kind of outside the webcam stuff. This is something that is something she got into, which was kind of separate from what we were doing. And she got, it would be kind of hard to explain. It's not your typical mind.
She got into doing webcam without you, which is kind of like having sex without you.
Well, no, that just introduced her to somebody who was into something she had interest in outside of that.
Did you?
And it got to kind of a very dark area.
Dark area? Was she becoming their slave or something?
Well, suffice to say, she basically took off. We had a meeting again a couple days later when she came back to get her things, and I was trying to be civil, and she was vulgarly.
Yeah, excuse me, guys. Hello. Excuse me.
Yes.
Who's changing the Mogulus cameras?
Who is changing the Mogulus cameras?
I think that's already been worked out on Susie right now.
They can't hear her or else they can't hear the callers.
Right.
All right, Skip, you handle it. Okay.
Just seems like it's just
keep an eye on the chat room, Skip.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so, do we have that settled?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so now it's on the main area. So,
I didn't want to take up a lot of time with it. I figured this is not something you need to listen to tonight. You guys seem like you're having a nice evening. I'm watching.
You know, we are having a nice evening, but we all feel good about ourselves when we help others, especially with their sex lives.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
We are brothers and sisters.
That's right.
And so we want to know.
Especially when you have a critic.
No, but he doesn't.
Oh, that's hard.
He doesn't. This is just our show. If when you have a credit card, then we'll take all day and night with you. But right now, we are limited in time. It's true.
Yeah.
So therefore,
we're
going to cut to the chase, Dragon, darling, and ask you, what do you need from us now that your girl has done this?
I've dealt with this my whole life. I'm 2 and 4 times older than she was. When I was her age, she wasn't even born yet.
You're not answering my question, darling. You're going off on another story tangent, and what I'm asking you is, how can we help you?
We've helped them, Susan. We're now going.
I don't really think there's much anyone you can do. It just, you know, it's nice to call and say hello.
Right.
Something I
well, then let's just say hello. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Hey, good luck, you know.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
Hello.
Move on to the next
And check out our webcam. We're on webcam.
I'm watching now.
Where are you watching us?
There's a girl with a microphone sitting next to you with tattoos in her right arm.
The girl, the girl with the tattoos. Yeah, with the
There's
pretty,
a guy with tattoos. Do
that's her.
Bro, I ain't
made it. She's got a big arm.
There's also the young lady. Well, I don't know if I'm watching the current one
You're watching. I think you're watching the current one.
Yeah. And there is a guy with tattoos, but...
Yeah, see?
You know.
There's a young lady next... What I'm watching is a young lady with tattoos on her right arm.
Tattoos on her right arm.
She's sitting on your left side. And then there's the girl that was with her, I guess, her husband a few moments earlier.
No, wrong show.
Okay, I think you're watching an old show.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Okay.
He's watching that.
He's watching. I see what he's watching. He's watching backstage. You're watching our anniversary show.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm in bed with Jack Lawrence, you know Jack Lawrence, and Annie Cruz when they were married. See?
Oh, yeah,
things changed. They were married, and they were happily married, and she was squirting all over the place. Oh, my goddess.
Kind of like you were watching.
She was a Trevi fountain. She was crazed. But anyway, now they broke up. Anyway, life changes, goes on, but we'll always be your friends, darling. Okay, Dragon?
Yeah.
So you check in with us from time to time.
Join your girl on your website.
Right now, I'm putting the feelers back. I thought I'd get back into some of the stuff I used to do.
Well, why don't you do some webcam with your girl?
Exactly.
We're not even speaking anymore. She shut off.
You don't have to speak. Just do the webcam, the sound off, and play music.
We do.
All right. You take care, darling.
All right.
Cheer up. That's an order.
Well, if you...
No, that's an order. Cheer up.
If you get a chance, I left you some information on something on your MySpace and on your email for your Google group.
Okay.
I don't have a Facebook. I had one under
Twitter.
A different account a time ago, though.
Okay, you got to get a Twitter. Go on Twitter. That's the best place to reach me now. Aside from my own site.
Don't break your Twitter.
DrSusanBlock.com.
What the heck is Twitter?
Well, you know, if you have to ask, you just have to go to the site and figure it out.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. And now, a foot soldier.
Wow. All right.
He's on my MySpace,
oh,
I guess.
Boy,
and,
boy. Okay, got it.
What does that say about MySpace? No, just kidding, caller. You were great. We love you.
We do love him.
Ding.
We do love him, and he understood. He knew he was taking up our time. He knew exactly what was going on.
He did not want to take up our time.
Okay. Who else do we have on?
We have Jeff from Long Beach.
He can't help me.
Line one.
Jeff had mom issues.
He has.
I love mom issues.
We're going to deal with the mom issues, and then we're going to get back to ourselves.
Go ahead.
Hello, Jeff.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I can't hear him in my headphones, though. I just
hear.
I got
to hear him. Oh.
Sounds like he's on speaker.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jeff.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. How's it going?
It's going really good, actually.
So the situation with your mom?
Yeah.
What's going on? You the one that called last week?
Yes.
Last week, yep.
Yes, okay, just making sure, because we have a few guys into their moms, do we not?
Wait, yeah. This is the guy who called last week with the fondling and the jerkiness?
He doesn't sound the same.
Right.
You don't have the same tone of voice.
So who is he?
That's him.
Who knows? We have different guys into their moms.
Okay,
I don't think it is the one you and I are thinking of, Sarah.
No.
Okay,
no,
and Max is very impatient tonight. Brother Max, I forgot to introduce him.
Okay.
I know. I understand. He wants to cut to the interesting. So go ahead, Brother Jeff. Tell us about your mom.
Well, no, actually, I was just calling because, we went through the whole thing last week. As far as, I know you weren't really crazy about the whole, like, kind of drunk, sleeping, fondling thing.
Oh, I was crazy about it.
That
whole drunk, sleeping, fondling thing.
Yeah, she quittered about it.
Big fan.
She's amazing. Shocking.
Here's the thing is, I was not in favor of it because it is non-consensual sex.
Non-consensual is bad.
I was in favor of you talking about it, however, because it does make for interesting radio. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I was a fan of the
very
story.
Very exploitative of
I thought
me.
About the story all week.
Okay, so...
I did confront it.
Oh, let's hear this.
Okay,
come on, guys.
Go ahead.
Open up, man. The whole world wants to know, man. Open up.
See, he's made some progress.
Yeah. Actually, I purposely kind of wanted to push it faster to say it is somewhere tonight.
You'd be able to tell us?
A conversation for the show.
You know...
Awesome.
We had an influence.
We are actually on a vacation. And
you're on vacation with your mom?
It's actually more than
yes.
Just, there's more family here.
It's a family
vacation. I had an issue with my room the first day that we were here, and they actually didn't get one ready for me. And so she had basically told me that, you know, for the first night, while they were trying to work out the issue, that I could just use her room also to sleep, because, you know, basically it was just going to be one night. And, you know, they have, it's kind of like one of these little suites where it's, you know, it's got a living room area and a bedroom area.
One bed or two beds?
No, it's one bed and then there's a couch. It's in like a little living area, but it's still all one room. And so I just, you know, was going to sleep on the couch. She was going to sleep on the bed.
Right.
And, you know,
that
she
was
ended
the
up
idea.
Getting ready for bed. And, like I said, I don't remember if I mentioned or really got into it last week, but she's always been kind of where she's never really had much of a shyness or, like, modesty around me as far as just clothes and things like that.
Whoa.
And so, you know, she got ready for bed, general bed attire, too, like just a little gown, like a T-shirt and underwear.
Wow.
And so...
T-shirt and underwear. How big a T-shirt?
Like a regular tank top or you know, waist-length T-shirt. I mean, something that does, like, still show the underwear.
So the underwear, what kind of underwear? Bikini or boxers?
Or was it
is your mom hot?
That's
how I thought, man. Is your mom hot?
No, she wears the bikini.
bikini. I'm just trying to get a picture of what your mom is walking around in the hotel room with only one bed. Couch.
Well, she actually, like, when we're home, I mean, she's at times just, like, in the mornings getting ready for work or something, walk around, like, in a t-shirt and she wears thongs.
Right. And she'll, the t-shirt is above the butt?
Do what?
The t-shirt is above the butt?
Yeah, it's just basically right at, like, right below the belly button.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to get back to the quotation part.
Right. I just had to have a physical sense. This
I know. She's hot. We all know she's fucking hot. Tell me how you confronted her.
Yeah, but how hot is she?
She's hot.
We know she's hot. I want to just establish that.
Thank you.
Hotness factor.
She's got some boobs, some ass. She gets drunk, passes out. He feels her up. Tell me how you confronted her.
There you go.
Well, it actually didn't happen until I had laid down on the couch. She had laid in the bed. We were going to go to sleep. I was watching TV, and the couch was really... The couch is, I'm about 6 foot,
right,
and the couch is really short, so either my head's up on the arm or my legs would hang over. And so she at one point finally asked me, because it's like a king-size bed that's in the room, and she had asked me if, you know, she was on one side and she asked if I wanted to just take up the other side. And so I told her it was fine. I had gone and I had laid and we were kind of back to back. And baby... You know, for about 30 minutes, I kind of lay there, and, you know, I was actually not planning on how I was trying to sleep, but laying next to her and all, I was just like, it was hard to go to sleep.
You were back to back.
Yeah, we were initially kind of back to back.
Like butt to butt?
She laid on her side generally, and I was just on my side.
Was your butt touching her butt?
No, there was actually a lot of room. It was like a king size bed.
Right. Okay, I see.
So eventually, like, she had kind of those.
Wait, can I hang on a second, folks? Can you sit down? This is a radio show, and we are telling an important story here.
There was some, like, Twister going on.
Yeah, there's some. We'll play Twister in a minute, but we just want to kind of wind up to cut to the chase of the confrontation.
Okay. I have a question. So eventually...
No question. We want to get to the point.
He rolled over. He put hand...
Go ahead.
Fill in the blank.
Go ahead.
No, actually not my hand. I had rolled over, and I just kind of pushed to where... I was in boxers, and I pushed to where the tip of, you know, my dick was just kind of up against her ass.
The tip of your dick was up against her ass.
Your dick was up against her ass.
There you go. Tell me how you went.
This is wrong. Sorry. And, yeah, it's definitely wrong.
No,
we do
it's
not
wrong. It's consensual at this point.
No, at this point it's consensual.
I think he was sleeping. His cock was awake.
Still sleeping.
She's sleeping. Oh, she's sleeping.
It was consensual.
It was consensual.
Was she asleep or awake?
She was dozing when I did, but she woke up when I had to, like, kind of pressed against her.
Yeah.
This is in that gray area.
I love that gray area.
Yeah,
all right, babe.
I love gray area, too.
Yeah, you do. I can tell you do. Your cock just rubs into that gray area and goes, woo, I love this gray area. It feels
that
good.
That would not be a gray area.
Gray never seems so
different
sexy.
Different color area.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem like it should be gray, but you know what we mean. Okay, go on. So what happened? You have your cock up against the crack of her butt.
Yeah, I still have my watchers on, but she had reached back, and she had kind of felt down. She was like, is that you? And I was like, you know, because, of course, by then it was hard.
Yes.
And I told her, yeah, you know, and I was like, I'm sorry. And
she actually said, is that you?
She kind of reached back behind and, like, put her hand down to kind of grab at it and feel.
She said, is that you, Jeff?
She felt for it. Then what happened?
She felt for it. Okay.
Okay, so what happened then?
And once she had grabbed, I was, you know, she kind of had squeezed up and down a couple times, like, filling.
Was her ass moving back and forth or anything like that?
Is that a penis? Let me check that way up and down. Yeah, it feels like a penis.
Well, you know, she doesn't know. It could have been one of her sex toys that slipped into the bed.
Or it could have been his knee.
Attached to her.
Or it could have been his knee. We don't know how well hung it is. You know, he is.
Is that your knee or your penis?
So, Jeff, what happened next?
So basically she was grabbing and I kind of pulled down from the waist boxers to where it was under it. And
she pulled down your boxers?
I pulled down
the waist. Okay. But still, she's still feeling there.
Yeah, she reached back and still kind of felt.
This is a divorced woman. Right, okay, right.
Okay, go on, go on. What happened next?
No, I will tell you, she had also been drinking that night, but she was conscious, so at least it was.
Well, that's good.
Conscious,
she was conscious.
Perfect.
Conscious is
drink.
You know,
perfect.
Yeah. I am actually conscious, but drinking.
I'm conscious Sarah. And drunk right now.
There you go. And it was consensual. If some,
consensual.
If you grabbed a penis behind your back and started stroking it,
yeah,
it would be consensual.
That was my grabbing penises
little bit of
everywhere.
A gray area, I know, looking at you.
For the radio listeners that didn't get to see that, I was emoting grabbing penises everywhere.
You better
okay.
be better Twitter before you get
go
too
on,
drunk.
Go on, caller. I grabbed too many penises.
They premature ejaculated.
That's
I just want to know if there were
his mother walked in.
His mother walked in.
His mother probably did walk in.
French descent.
Okay. Is he French descent?
Yes, that's my question.
You know,
they do that.
Like that cuisine, maman.
Yeah.
Garçon?
The French do actually break their young.
Very young.
Now, do you mean this is a cultural tradition?
Yes.
Because, of course, it happens behind closed doors.
Wait, what happens with the French? Something.
The French break their young in either themselves or they introduce them very young to train them because French are very open.
I lived in France for a while. I know that.
Of any ethnicity, I could claim French is the primary claiming. So
well, the French are.
I'm gonna blame my incestuous stuff on
the French.
On the French,
yeah.
There's a definite strain of cuisine going on in France for sure.
It is, but here it's not. In America, it's not so accepted. The French culture. It is. That's what they do.
Yeah. Wow. And how about it with your Russian compatriots?
She said she wasn't Russian.
Sorry. Where are you from?
I had a French stepmother that's where I learned it from.
But where are you from?
Oh, California.
California?
Yeah.
The French part of California.
there is a French part.
There's like a whole lot.
So.
We're going to take a break and go to commercial for 1 second.
Oh, all right. You're listening to Radio Suzy 1. Let's adjust our microphones and sit back.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Okay, I'm Twittering that we just had this call from Tom, who is in the process, or Jeff, in the process of seducing his mom. And I Twittered that we do not condone this. I did Twitter that.
I fully condone
it. But we are riveted. How do you spell riveted? None the less. Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So it's Radio 1. That's what we're listening to right now. And that's what we're on. And I've got in my studio the lovely, the luscious Natasha Skinsky.
Thank you, sexy.
From California, but the
somewhere.
Product of some French family brunches.
Yeah.
Yes, those big brunches that those French have with the French bread. Mm-mm, they are wicked.
Yes, they are.
And she's here with Tommy Lee. And we also have the Masked Man.
The Golden
DT.
Zorro.
I know.
Golden Zorro.
Well, I'd love it to be here. I'm so happy to be here.
I had it for
And Sarah.
The Golden
Sister
Zorro.
Sister Sarah.
Hi.
We have cheese aphrodisiacs, just in case.
Oh, let's eat some dicks.
Let's eat some dicks. These are given to me by a professor of Weimar sex.
Eat this, you need that.
And they are said to be made of antelope dick, deer dick, and dog dick.
Don't dick. Forget the dog dick.
Right, that's the third one.
You can catch that antelope, you can get his dick.
Yeah. And it kind of tastes a little gritty, you know, if you get into it there. You know, and it gives you great powers, really a lot of power, as those kind of dick foods tend to do.
Fucking.
We sell this, by the way, on Shopping Heaven. Here, I can't open mine now. Here, be a He-Man and open mine.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That looks like a big giant deer ball.
Thank you. Yes. Do not eat the ball.
Don't eat the wax.
Squeeze don't
eat
the wax.
Not the wax.
Squeeze your tits again.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Yes.
Oh, you should have seen Fatty D. In fact, it's going to be on my blog soon. Three Chinese aphrodisiacs lined up between her humongous titties.
Who? What?
Fatty D. It's going to be in the backstage area of the blog any day now when the blog
launches. The new blog is coming.
Break open the plastic nuts.
Okay,
we've been
so
working very hard on this.
Open
blog.
This. Here, open mine.
You have to break open the plastic nuts.
Pick it open.
Make that nuts.
You get this little plastic covered dog dick ball thing.
Don't the plastic.
No,
okay.
But you can eat the little cellophane stuff. You see, the stuff kind of looks like a little dog turd, actually. That's really what it looks like.
Or like a rabbit, a really big rabbit.
Or cat shit.
It's perfectly round.
It's like well wrapped. It's like the French might do. They might wrap their dog's turd in cellophane. Isn't that something the French
Being
might
mostly
do?
French, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I love the French.
Can you make some fries for us?
I lived for a couple years at Cannes. We had a beautiful
You have more exposure to French culture. I just have more exposure to French blood.
Yeah, I have a little French blood, I think, in my mysterious side.
On your mysterious side.
Yeah, I have a mysterious side.
As opposed to your public side.
My boring, you know, kind of middle class side.
Middle class? What's that?
Well, I mean, my... Okay, are we going to talk
about
all No, I don't think so. My parents, but one grandparent was a little mysterious. We'll talk about that later. I have these exciting guests here. I have a singer. I have a porn star. I want song. And I want... a little
and you have a caller on you have a caller on line
okay.
two. I don't know who that
song.
Is.
Who's on line two? Hang on, hang on.
I have no idea.
Let's talk.
Let's find out. Let's find out.
Oh, actually, I haven't given out the number yet.
Who's on line?
Hi.
You want to find out who it is?
Who's on the air? Who's on the line?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
My lord, that's just like ass.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
who's this?
Clarice.
Joe.
Joe?
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Good.
I'm doing it. I have my panties on.
Do you have your pin?
What?
He's a cross-dresser.
Threesome. Threesome.
Threesome. You want to have a threesome?
No, I already have one.
You just had your first threesome?
Yesterday.
Only your first?
Really? Oh, well, congratulations!
Yeah.
Joe!
Yeah.
His first threesome!
Yay. But he has panties on, so you like dressing
No, that's my husband.
No,
that's the husband. Huh? A pipe. Oh. Okay, so Joe.
Let us smoke the pipe.
Yeah, there's something in there. Okay, and so Joe, I want to hear about your first threesome, honey.
I was walking on the street today.
You were walking on the street?
A man
walking on the street?
A man and a wife.
A man and his wife?
And he asked me
Really? He asked you if he... Hey! Don't talk during the call.
Yeah, who?
So sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. So a man pulled over. You're on the street. Did you look like a cowboy or something? Are you hot?
Or a cop?
No, I'm just an average one.
You're an average Joe.
I thought he said an average Joel.
My name is Joe. Is that right, Joe?
He's an average Joe.
And so, Joe, how did his wife look?
Very sexy.
Really?
Did you?
Was she an older woman, or?
Oh, yeah, it was about, I guess about 50.
50? And how old are you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Really?
Ooh,
so she was a hot MILF.
Nothing with MILF.
No. The very hot, experienced
I'm
woman.
I'm all for MILFs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been with older women before, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Joe's a man of experience.
Walking down the street, the car pulls over, it's a MILF. Mm. Come on in here, baby.
Hey, you know, if she didn't charge you,
right.
Go for it.
So did you do it right there in the car?
Well, it was a van, right?
A van? That sounds sleazy, but kind of kinky.
Nothing wrong with sleazy.
I like the van.
Yeah, it's so taboo.
She gave me a real good blowjob.
A blowjob in the van, in the back of the van.
A blowjob in the back of the van.
What's
bed in the van?
She had a bed in the van?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So, what'd she have in the van? I mean, just rug?
Just normal. Then she, afterwards, she says, I want to come back to her.
She what?
Back to her place.
Well, you went back to her place.
Oh, okay.
You got it started in the van.
Right.
The van was for four
people. Right,
players.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Back to her place.
And what street was this on? In Los Angeles or where?
Geo.
Where?
Geo.
Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks.
This kind of stuff
what's
is
going on
right.
In Thousand Oaks is really amazing.
That's a thousand Woodies.
That is a thousand Woodies.
I'm impressed.
You don't know what T.O. is from?
T.O. Thousand Oaks. Yeah, we know that. Does that also stand for like hot women on the road with husbands who kind of stop you and have them fuck you?
Canada.
This kind of stuff is going on
you're
in Canada?
Nice.
Thousand
nice.
Oaks, Canada?
Oh, right.
What is T.O.
I thought this was the valley.
What is...
You don't know...
Okay.
You don't know T.O. is in Canada?
No,
but that doesn't really matter.
Toronto.
We're dumb America.
Toronto.
Oh, Toronto. Oh, viva Toronto.
Toronto.
We are from northern Mexico, so we don't know too good.
It really doesn't matter where you are. What matters is you had sex with the guy's wife in front of the guy.
Are we dumb Americans or what?
Is this a couple story? I don't care where he was.
Americans are not stupid.
No, they're not stupid.
Is this a cuckold story?
Some of them are.
No.
Why?
You also had sex with him?
No.
What'd you do?
You had sex with his wife.
Right. And he had sex with
him. And he watched.
And so he watched. So he was a cuckold.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know what a cuckold
you
is, darling?
Right.
He holds your tongue.
Okay. So.
Well, we did a double tip, which is a DP.
You did a DP. Oh, okay, so you had sex with her while he did. Was he in her
You
butt?
Were drilling for shit.
Were you in her butt or was he? You were in pussy and the husband was in the butt. This is
good
getting
job.
Very graphic. Wow.
As opposed to our swinger
nice.
Couple. Our swinger couple had the 10-inch black man in the butt and the husband in the pussy.
Damn.
Yes.
I always thought the husband did the pussy and the visitor.
The husband did what?
Sound the husband did the ass and the visitor did the pussy. The fact is that there's unpredictable.
Yeah. Right.
You can't who does which.
Who does? Okay. So let me ask you, Joe. Joe.
Yeah.
You don't sound like a 10-inch black man. I could be wrong.
I'm an
11 and a half.
Wait. And Joe got the ass?
Could you call the storage company and bring the rest of my dick?
Or Joe got the pussy?
No, Joe got the pussy.
Oh, Joe got the pussy.
Yeah, which is reasonable.
What was the husband? Do you know the husband's name?
We have to have some defense systems here. This is outrageous.
Now, let me ask you a question. How did they know? Did they just get lucky finding you on the street? Did you have an 11 and a half inch penis, or were you letting it hang out of your shorts on the boulevard, or what?
I think at 11 you just, whatever.
Right, people know.
People know?
Yeah, I know.
There was like this long thing in his pants.
I can tell.
It wasn't a long thing. That was like a...
It's a very interesting story.
What were you wearing?
This is really interesting, and it's in T.O.
I'd like to hear more.
Canada.
No, that's cool. That's really great. It's happening all over the world.
What were you wearing, Jeff?
I didn't think they had good sex in Canada.
What's the well-hung bull wear to show off his schlong?
Nothing.
I'm just wearing jeans.
I was just wearing skin-tight jeans.
Were they tight jeans?
Just normal.
No, I'm sure there was a dick shape in that crotch. Ankle?
With 11 and a half inches, there's going to be a dick shape in baggy jeans.
I once dated a 10 inch. There was always a dick shape. There was nothing he could wear. There wasn't
major dick shape.
Major dick shape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you stroking that thing right now?
Dude, you ought to be in porn. Maybe you'd be making a million.
He sounds like him.
All right. Why aren't you in porn?
I want to.
You want to?
And you want should? To.
Well, we happen to have porn experts here on the show tonight.
Right here on the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have
beautiful,
a question.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful MILF. An art piece.
Wait, you're a mother?
The queen.
Me?
Yeah. Oh,
yes, I am love.
Oh, really? So you're literally a MILF.
I am true MILF.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you suck on that microphone over there, please? Mm.
Suck on it.
Yeah.
Really
get, to,
yeah
I
like
can.
That. There you go.
Don't tempt me.
Tempt you how? That doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't.
How'd you like that aphrodisiac?
It was wonderful.
Mm.
Right. Tastes like
a little gritty. A little like eating ground up. Animal dick.
Yeah.
Little bit.
You know, the Chinese, when they do their tonics, there's always some funky taste.
Well, the Chinese pharmacist that I got it from,
and you eat like four
he told
of them.
Me that there's no animal matter in it. It is all herbs.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows? Well, who knows who's telling you to do?
This is antelope dick after an antelope ass.
No, oysters are aphrodisiacs.
I hear antelopes are into the anal.
That's really sick.
Now, we have a caller who wants to talk about anal.
Mm. Oh, fuck yeah, bring him on.
Okay.
All right, yes.
Okay, so Joe. I'm assuming it's a him.
Joe?
Oh, it's definitely a him.
It sounds like you had a great time. Did you practice safe sex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good boy.
Okay.
So you know
safe anal sex?
No. He just had contacts. He had a threesome with a couple.
Oh, this is the guy we're still talking to.
Yeah, we're...
Oh, sorry. I thought we switched to the anal.
So, but it involved anal. The husband had the anal.
That's good, though.
Yeah. Sounds very helpful all around.
Very healthy, yeah.
Very healthy. Helpful. That's the correct... Anal. Grammar and pronunciation.
Very, very healthy.
All right. Keep in touch with us. Let us know about your next threesome. And certainly if you want to get into the porn business, then we have Natasha and Tommy here. They're gonna.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
And don't forget, we love T.O. and Viva Canada.
Canada.
Okay.
So you all connect to us, just go to drsusanblock.com and there's some kind of place to write to. You just click something and you write to me.
Okay.
We like you.
Okay. Or Twitter me, Dr. Susie, D-R-S-U-Z-Y.
That's the easiest way. Twitter is great.
Yeah.
D-R-S-U-Z-Y.
Yeah, Twitter.
Twitter, Twitter. Okay.
I've heard that. Okay.
Just don't break your Twitter.
All right. You take
okay,
care.
Okay, Joe.
Viva la Canada.
Okay.
Viva Twitter.
Jojo. That 11.5-inch thing.
Hey, hi, caller. You're
okay.
On the line.
Like no, this is George, I think, is
hi,
the
George,
online
you're
one.
You're on line one. George.
Hey, George.
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
George.
What up?
You are.
I'm George.
I know.
George.
You are George. George of the jungle. Ooh. In this case, the jungle being on the planet Uranus.
How are you?
It would be in the planet Uranus.
Susie is so sexy.
Look well, does she can be. Is she nice?
It's sexy for me.
I'm her husband. I love her. She's hot. She's such a hot chick, man.
Yeah.
Look at
that.
Let me hear the caller.
No, fuck the caller.
I'm a
fuck your wife.
She's like, if you're watching live, she is so fucking hot.
So, what do you get?
I'm sorry.
What do you guys think about barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce? Oh, yeah.
In what?
I'm what?
Barbecue what?
On my dick.
Barbecue sauce on your dick.
All right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Are we going to barbecue your dick?
Yeah, it's fine.
Hell yeah.
Ow.
Okay, so you have cannibal fish.
Well, yeah.
He has a cannibal fish.
That's me, Hatch.
Why did somebody write that he wanted to talk about anal?
That'd be me.
You also want to talk about aim. Two things. You people are complicated. You don't just have one thing. We have a cannibal fetishist who wants to talk about anal sex.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Okay, so stick wiener your ass and tell me what you want to know.
Just want the wiener up my ass, you know?
You want to stick a wiener up your ass.
Yeah,
that's
it should be kosher.
That's basically what it comes down to.
It should be a kosher wiener.
Hell yeah,
you know, I don't think it should be kosher. I personally
but
uncircumcised.
Are you talking about hot dogs or
uncircumcised?
Or what? You're talking about Twitters.
I'm talking about hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Okay.
Hot dogs. Yes.
Are you
dogs.
Talking about your penis?
Actual hot dogs.
An actual hot dog that you are sticking up your Hershey Highway.
What kind of broke though?
It broke.
It broke.
Here's what you do with a hot dog when you want to stick it up there. I'm serious. I can give you help with this if you care. If you're really into this, stick it inside of a condom. Stick it inside of a condom.
Put them in a condom.
And then it doesn't matter if it breaks.
Fuck that shit. It's better without the condom.
Yeah, you start with the condom. You stick the hot dog right into the condom, and then you tie it up kind of snug. And it's a nice feeling to it.
Okay.
It does have a nice feeling, and if it breaks, it's not so bad.
Right.
I just put mustard on a hot dog, and that works just as good.
Is that right?
You know, the mustard thing is a little,
that's a
like,
little
that's a little masochistic.
Yeah.
But what's better is Tiger Bomb.
All right.
Tiger Bomb.
We put Tiger Bomb on that.
And you would know.
All right. We've had enough food now. In fact, I would like a grape.
Yeah, we got to go. I got to put the tires up my...
Okay, thing. We have another caller.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Slab yourself with roast beef.
Yeah, we love you. Slab a little roast beef. Yes. Yeah, some liver, wrap it around your thing.
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
Hey, how you doing? You're on the air. Who are you?
Who is this?
You're on the air.
Hello.
What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Johnny.
Hi. Johnny?
Yes, this is Johnny.
John H.?
John Ames.
Ames.
Like John Ames.
Like Ames.
Yeah.
Okay, John Ames.
What's
whatever.
Up, John?
What's up?
I tried to shush you up my ass earlier. It just didn't work out.
No? Did a spike heal?
No, I just ripped a couple holes in my ass.
Wait, there's
right?
too much coughing. I don't know. Was it a...
Everybody takes the chance to cough when someone says they put a shoe up
right.
their fucking ass, which
well,
is not all that believable.
I got an 18-wheeler to put up your ass. Thank
right,
you for calling.
Right. Later, dude.
I don't know.
shoe ass putter.
I know some people that stick shoes up there.
Right, and they're not that frank about it the first time they call.
I do think we have had a lot of anal discussion, though, tonight.
I don't think we've had enough
Let's talk about anal.
All right, let's talk about
let's
anal.
Let's talk about anal.
Why don't we play a little music and sing now? We've had enough stuff up our ass tonight.
Let's sing the anal song.
Let's
is
get
there
a,
an anal song?
Yeah, let's get a guitar here.
This guy has a guitar.
Yeah.
He can make up an anal song.
He can just sing.
Trust me.
Here we go.
Anal.
Shoe up your ass.
I found a shoe inside my closet tonight.
And there you go.
Feeling something frisky and I sat down and I looked at the bottom of the shoe and it said nine.
Put it in
my
ass.
Was eight. And I thought how I was gonna fit this thing might not feel so great. My ass is where my shoe is. Animated, I give it some life up my ass.
Put it in my ass.
Up my ass.
Up my ass.
Mama shoes, she got some heels and she got some boots. Cause you know, she's sometimes a lesbian and sometimes
a woman.
But then I picked one, meaning my died. Pick one, left, right, all these games. And I said, you know, close my eyes and I just grab one in the dark.
Show them both.
Then I bought my 55-gallon drum of Tiger Balm, and then I loop my ass.
Tiger Balm into it, yeah.
My ass.
For that shoe.
Tiger Balm, new sponsor.
My size, and my ass size 8. And the shoe
ass.
Is size 9. But you know what, that shoe in my ass felt so
tight.
Up my ass.
Up my ass.
Everyone, come on, ready? It's a good thing I wasn't Mexican because I used some salsa. Oh, Tabasco sometime, folks.
Oh, it burns.
My mama shoes, she got those spikes, and sometimes she got those beads, and sometimes she got something. But you know, if it's coming out of my ass, might as well look good. Size 8 ass, size 9 shoe, and my ass feels great.
Yeah.
Let me show that ass of yours.
My ass feels great.
Oh, you my cock in there would.
Was that the name of the song, My Ass Feels Great?
No, it was Up My Ass.
Up My Ass. Up My Ass by Bill and T.
That was the chorus.
Wow. Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
I wrote that 5 years ago.
Yeah, felt real great.
That was amazing.
Up my ass.
Up my ass.
Up your ass. Up our ass. Don't pay no tax.
Okay, so now we're going to have some kissing.
Kissing.
We can have some kissing. Are we going to have some kissing?
Kiss.
Kiss my into ass. The microphone.
Can we get Cam on our kiss?
Yeah, we're going to get Cam. We're going to get the... Look at Natasha going back and forth, not sure who to kiss.
Up our kiss.
She's going from one tongue to another, and they're both... There's so much hardware between all these tongues. Actually, all four tongues across from me are, like, ready to cook breakfast. Wow, look at
that. Was,
we have to have a shot of the tongues here.
Way too much fun.
A lot of tongue. Beauty tongue. And can we have some slurping into the microphone, please? Could we hear some?
I want to hear
ding, ding, ding.
It feels so great.
Okay, very good. We're going to go back to drunken hollering. Right now. Right now. Right now, I have a porn star, famous,
yes.
Where?
Expert in sex.
Yes, where? Let's talk
two
to
of
her.
Them.
Obama.
Yeah. Two of them.
Obano and your tongue.
And this is radio. Okay, so we're having some, this is what I'm talking about. I would like to have some
Dylan,
sounds.
Dylan was his real name.
Of sex.
Bono was his fake name.
Kissing sounds of sex, please. And we have Natasha and Tommy.
Yeah.
Very close to the microphone.
Get close to that
get
microphone.
Get close to the microphone.
Yeah, right.
Genuine sounds of, maybe I have to move the microphone.
I'm getting hard on just watching this. So
yeah,
close.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, very nice. Okay, look at those tongues. Those are some very, very professional
ooh, I
tongues.
Some tongue piercings
yes.
over there.
They're major tongue. I said the hardware
both
is
them, both
huge.
Of them have tongue
everyone
piercings?
Everyone has tongue piercings over here.
Wait. Those two of you have
yeah,
a tongue
and he does also.
Everyone. Ass piercing.
All right. Three
look
out of four. Not bad.
Beautiful. Okay, let's hear it for kissing porn.
Could be more.
There could be more. Well, be more. You know, don't let us stop you.
Okay.
Oh, well, hey.
Oh, well, hey. I mean, when's the last time you two had sex?
Last night.
Okay, how was it?
Well, we...
Talking to the microphone.
We work a lot together, so...
You work a lot together.
Because we're... We work a lot...
You're on the set.
We're a team, yeah. So...
I'm innocent.
You're the innocent one of the team.
Oh, yeah.
And you
right.
are, like, the cougar.
Okay, yes.
What are you?
I'm a cougar, yes, and he's younger, yes. So I call him, I say, come over. And, yeah, okay, last night, yes.
Okay, so last night you said, come over.
Yep.
And?
I did twice.
You came over twice?
Well, I came over her twice.
But you came all over
came her? Came all over her twice.
Ooh, what
yeah.
part of her body?
Can you show us, please? What happened to my microphone?
Let's see, it was all over here and all over here and all over here.
Thank you very much for the
my
wine.
Lipstick. Look at me, I'm so pretty. My lipstick.
You didn't care about that.
Are we still on the radio? Are we doing a radio show? Are we? Hello, hello, radio listeners. We're still on the air, I believe.
We're still.
Left her, Mike. I know what happened. So,
oh goodness!
Oh, behave!
Okay, now you choose to.
I don't want to behave.
You're the only one who has a microphone.
I like that.
Well, I make you horny, baby.
Well, you don't.
Oh. Well,
she does.
You've got
oh, she,
you,
she's
you've got
lovely.
English.
Are you two married?
No.
Who?
No.
You two. Well, you know, as I'm staring at both of you, I yes, both of you.
Mm.
And,
no. No, we work.
We're off the air.
Like, yeah. yeah.
We off
dead.
The air.
We're dead.
Yeah. I don't think we're off the air on Mogulus.
My I had a short.
On Mogulus.
Listeners
and watchers.
I had a short and that has nothing to do with my height, but it just means that I should have a new whatever this is. Okay.
You premature short lady.
I need to be able to stand.
Hello, hello, Mogulus listeners. And
every
shit.
Once in a while I have the need to stand. Tom Likas does his whole show standing up.
Yes, he does.
That's right. So I stand, too,
there's
sometimes.
There's a reason for that, though. Well, I have to change it then
sorry.
For you.
So, Natasha.
Yes, love. Sexy girl.
Oh, so when did you get into porn? Was that a rainbow shower-worthy question?
Yes, it was.
I will legally say it's 18.
18. Legally, you got into porn at 18, meaning that it could have been earlier than that, but we will not discuss that.
You know.
Exactly.
Whoa, I... Okay.
Yeah.
Naughty girl.
It's the
she
French...
She's very naughty, let me just
it's,
tell you.
It's the French background.
Oh, the French thing. Yeah. Right.
So, you know...
Oh, I love the French. Wait,
oh,
you're French?
Oh, just blame it on the French. You just... You
my
just
stepmom
horny.
Was French,
love
and she was,
sex.
Like, so open, and oh, my God.
Oh, my great-grandparents are French, so I'm, like, two generations down,
wonderful?
But still...
Probably related.
I feel it in my
they
heart.
Really are.
So, if you have sex, it'll be incest.
I'm looking at like,
I like incest.
You'd have too much fun with her.
Skin.
So, Natasha.
I know.
We could have. How did you get into porn?
Let's talk more about that.
Oh, about what you do
on air or off air?
I don't care.
Inquiry of minds want to know.
I should check out her chest. I'm like, how could this work out?
Well, you know, you can just do it right across Dylan's lap.
We do have three cameras going. No, I'm just kidding. You're like too way out of my league.
Susie's idea.
I'm a normal girl, and you're like a hot couple, so I'm going to hang out.
Wait a minute.
She just needs a little coaxing, that's all.
No.
That's all she needs.
She needs a little coaxing.
Yeah, that's all. Well, she just has to play the innocent for
I
a
do.
While.
Well, I had a Christian upbringing and shit, so I'm
right.
Super.
So she needs to be the innocent one. She needs for you to be the corruptor.
Yeah.
That's not that hard.
It usually happens after the radio show.
Well, we're getting towards the
after,
end.
Like,
this
two,
is the last
two bottles of wine, yeah. Then we hit bar.
Well, you could have more wine.
There's some pictures.
We're going to hit the bar. There are also very interesting people in the bar.
Well, yes, actually. There's lots of options in the bar. Many, many different options and possibilities. But, you know, the most intimate part is right here on the radio show. I mean, something could happen right here on the radio show.
Oh, shit.
I see it happening.
The listeners are good.
I mean, this is right here before we get out in the bar.
She's got a beautiful chest.
You're scoping the whole
thing. She showed it to us last time. I think it was last time.
Oh, that was for
last
Fatty
time.
D.
We need today.
Was it for Fatty D?
Now.
No, I think it was another time.
We need to see this chest now.
This one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, I can't believe anyone noticed. And I was trying to,
it's
like,
a democracy.
Hide it.
There's three against one.
No, three
against one.
And they look natural, too.
Our show's almost open.
Go, Sarah.
It's a dictation.
Is this consensual or non-consensual?
I don't know.
No, conscious.
I can't even tell.
If you want to stop it, you know you can.
It felt good.
Okay.
There's no camera on right now on me. But after the radio show is over, then,
Callers, pay attention if you want to know more.
By the way, I haven't given out the phone number.
And I'm sure all these photos will go up on Susie's exclusive.
Twitter.
Yeah, I need to get a good photo, though. I haven't gotten a really a good sort of Sarah being
drunk.
You like that?
People are taking their clothes off.
People are stripping. I know they're like
stripping.
Yes,
yeah, but
look,
Miss Skinsky.
Go for it.
I think Miss Skinsky has shown more skin.
I think Miss Skinsky needs to show some more skin.
Miss Skinsky.
This poor man
has some skin to show.
Miss Skinsky, after all, is a porn star, and we are mere
radio
personalities.
This poor man doesn't even have any clothes. These people don't have any clothes.
And look at this bra.
If you had some clothes that you can send... You send them to help
all natural.
All natural. Let's see all natural.
Make your donations now. These people have no clothes.
I have a question.
Please send clothes.
I have to see your boobs, and then I'll answer any question that you might have.
I do have a question for Susie.
I will answer any question you have if I can see your boobs.
I will answer any question you have if I can see your boobs. I want to
you guys know. Are having a moment over there, and I'm appreciating it.
I yes. want to know if Susie thinks I need a boob job or not.
Like I said.
No boob jobs.
I will answer that question when I see your boobs.
Hang on.
I will answer the question.
You answer, I'll give seconds. Mr.
No,
Bono,
absolutely
you're
not.
I need
no
to give an
job.
Opinion.
No boob job.
Let's look at
no.
this.
I vote no.
I've told her that.
Totally
years.
No.
Let me say this.
Those are beautiful
boob jobs. It takes so much. It's so natural. We love simple, uncomplicated.
Exactly. Behavior. You
I
could.
Think she wanted my opinion.
No.
But all right.
You could fuck the shit out of those boobs, right?
I share their
you
opinion.
Grab all them and hold them and hold them.
I have
them.
A lot of hosts to know.
No,
those are lovely.
Wonderful form.
Real. There's nothing that beats reality. You know what? Sometimes you can't have reality. You know, some women, they have cancer, they have problems, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting a boob job. Nothing at all. But if you have beautiful, natural boobs, Why do that? It's crazy. Just because you think they should look a certain way. Because you think they should look up, then you just wear one of those harnesses and then they'll look up, you know?
Sphinx.
Just wear one of those.
Sphinx cures everything.
And besides, everyone likes the hang and the movement. The movement.
You know, Susie, you first taught that to me on my birthday, actually. Right? I wore this dress with no bra, and you were like, no bra rule.
No bra.
That shows to men that you have natural, voluptuous boobs.
Right.
Yes.
I have to wear a bra.
But the problem is...
Because I have to make the boobs happen, because...
I have beautiful petite little wonder
wonder cakes.
But they can't move. Dr. Susie Sheldon, would you, darling?
I did already. You missed it.
She did. I got a glimpse.
You did.
I didn't
see Sarah's yet, so I'm not going to show my twice until she shows hers once.
Susie, the Moglis people. That
wait,
are
you already showed yours? I missed it.
I did. I showed
mine. I only showed mine once in my life. I didn't get to show mine. Nobody cut.
I have a Twitter, too.
Either.
All
right,
my man. Show I have a Twitter account, anyway.
Okay, so now you could show me because I'm not on the phone anymore.
I will only be boobalicious.
And I'll show my boobs.
Okay, all the lines are lit up, Susan.
Oh,
the,
okay, never mind my boobs.
All the lines are
okay,
lit up.
Okay, show her boobs.
Boobs,
Rose
boobs,
and
boobs.
Brandilio, we should say hi.
I want a poll.
They better be fucking.
The lines are I don't want to talk to them if they're fucking.
Lit up, Susie. Okay.
I want a poll. Should I get a boob job?
No.
Okay.
No.
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 Just no.
Skin
you wanted
see,
my
I
opinion.
Fucking
this
no.
is my
no.
show. No. I don't care what no. other people say.
And also, I'm the engineer, so I'm for a majority of the votes.
But if you get one.
Oh, God, do I vote no.
Back to my show and... I'll have you on, and we can talk about your boob job. Okay, let's take some of these callers.
Okay, let's go through them real quick, Susie. Come on.
Okay. What a quickie.
Okay. A whole threesome let's, going let's on over there.
I'm like...
Okay, just stay like that.
Okay.
I'm inspired. Right. I like the wine, the whole tableau. Just... Okay.
Mobilist viewers,
okay.
You can't see this, okay?
Okay, by the way,
you
number
have
is...
To see it.
1-866-289-7068
okay,
if you're in North
Susie,
America.
All our lines are lit up.
I know.
Don't get. I don't want more lines.
Okay.
Let's go through these callers.
Okay, go through them.
Okay.
Callers.
Hey, hello. Hi, you're on the air. Can I help you?
Anytime. What line?
Fairly bad.
Listen.
Say, sober yard, call and say goodnight. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm watching the same, but I'm call and say goodnight.
Oh, this is Dragon.
All right, Dragon.
The
goodbye.
Foot soldier.
See you later.
Good night, Dragon.
Hi, can we help you? Hello, can we help you? You're on the air. You're on the air.
What line? I have the name.
On line 3.
Line 3 is Rose and Dilio.
Hi, Rose.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, hi.
Oh, they're together. Twitter sex.
I wanted to say hi to Natasha. I remember her from Arrow's Day.
Oh, yes, you remember. These are the people that dressed you.
Ooh.
I wasn't there.
You did get undressed rather quickly.
Yes, I
but
did.
At first they dressed you, Bran and Alana actually.
Yes, I
they dressed you up in that Diagnus thing.
It's beautiful.
Yes, so how you guys
now
doing?
We're watching you guys on Mogul.
Oh yeah, look at her boobs. Can we get a better shot of boobs on Mogul?
In the way.
Yeah, can you here go look over this way? I think.
Hey, hat guy.
Okay, that's Tommy. Tommy, move away so Tommy, you're right in the way of her boobs. Okay, Tommy, move back. Right.
Beautiful shot, right there.
And you look this way for the webcam. See, it's different cameras.
Natasha, stand.
For a radio show, we have a lot of cameras.
No, we have a web ear.
Okay.
Sarah's making out right now. She's very busy.
Sarah is making out.
Oh, right, look
oh,
at
yeah.
Oh,
Natasha
yeah.
is
yeah,
shaking, shake. Out. Ooh, lovely, beautiful.
This is a good show tonight.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Wow, we got some activity.
Natasha, turn to your right.
Are we getting some
right here,
still
Natasha.
Pictures
yeah, yeah,
of this?
No, getting,
yeah, Natasha, you're looking. Are you wearing any panties, Natasha?
Okay.
Yeah.
She's wearing the red ones.
Oh, take that skirt off and let's see your panties.
Great tits.
Oh, yeah, or roll it up. Yeah. Oh, look at those panties. They're really hot.
Show your world to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Natasha. Yeah, and look at that ass. Speaking of asses. Nice ass. How do you keep your ass in such good shape? Oh, you know.
Hard as that.
Yeah, I
remember my tongue ring stuck in your stockings last week.
You got what?
My tongue ring.
You got your tongue ring stuck in my stocking.
Oh.
I do remember
yes.
that.
I'm like, oh my God, because you had the most beautiful ass.
Thank you.
Beautiful butt. You
oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my butt is getting tingly.
My Twitter is getting hard. Scandal.
Mmm. I don't know if I can stand up and not get disconnected.
Just be careful.
Okay, I feel like we should have butts across the radio.
Oh. Butts across the world.
Mmm. I know, I'm sorry. Hey, I know.
All right, so now, are you guys having sex, or are we the only ones doing that?
We were having sex.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, actually.
How many times have you had sex, Brandilio, got to you?
Oh, man. I don't actually know, you know? A lot.
You lost count? That's a good
thing. Many ice packs and many painkillers along the way to try to... make sure things keep
going. Painkillers. What's the painkillers for?
What is he doing?
It's that big?
It must be vagina pain from the giant black cock.
Well, I'm a very big fan of very, very rough sex, so...
Brian moved across into his room while Alana was here.
Yes.
It was like mad bondage cross action.
That's
in
true.
The annex.
Brandilio, go do the go do brass, okay? We're going to talk to your girlfriend.
And the bad sex is because what?
So now, are you talking about rough, between the legs or like up on the butt? In the butt.
Like choking?
Choking. Probably both.
Choking. A big thing. I know you say, you know, don't try that at home, and it is something that takes a lot of experience and a lot of stress to do.
But you can do it at the office.
Something.
I don't know. No, never mind.
But you choke. You're pros.
You're chokers.
You're pro chokers.
What are you choking?
I have much experience.
You know, I have to pee so bad.
I took it off.
We have someone needs to pee. Right.
Sorry. So strip
anyone
naked
drink
and go
it?
Pee.
I'm gonna run.
Yeah, but you gotta strip.
Okay, go
naked
ahead.
First.
Go ahead. Go pee.
You gotta be naked first.
She doesn't have to be naked to pee. Just from the skirt down.
You're gonna tell us about
jeans. Nice. Okay, so Brian and Rose are having some sex. So you have to have some major Twitter sex on Tuesday.
We will.
Yeah. Are you going to do Twitter sex, Natasha? Twitter sex Tuesday.
Well, yeah.
It's our hashtag.
You can't break your Twitter, though.
Sorry, I'm talking really
Are you guys right now?
No, actually, that's one thing that we have been meaning to get around to, and we have some rope here. We have some Japanese rope. We're hoping that taken out of into use.
Well, I think you're going to do that tonight.
Bro.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing it up. That's something
I think these ties that bind are going to bound you
they
up tonight.
Come on the show and we can show them some.
Well, I'll be back. Well, Bran actually
is
a skeezy resident.
Easy.
He's on a vacation right now.
Oh, well.
Set vacation.
There you go.
Set vacation. Bring her on the show. I'm telling you. Bring her on the show. Tie her up. Have fun with
tie her up and bring her over here, Brandilio. Bring her with you when you come back.
I have to do that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. We've got 10 minutes left.
Okay, so we gotta roll through some of these others' calls, but, yeah, tie her up.
Well, have a good show.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad you played it, Crash. And I'm glad home security didn't hold you up.
Yeah, with all those bandanas.
I'm glad they didn't do the...
To spread your legs and put a shoe up your ass.
Okay, here we go.
That happens.
Next.
Size 8.
Have fun, sexy.
Shoes up my ass.
Shoes up your ass.
You made me
this bug right now. Hey, from my house to your house. Thank you, Brandilio. Hey, and she's great. Great lady.
I'd like to be in her shoes.
We love you guys.
All right. You take care. I'd like to be in her panties myself.
All right.
See you later. Hey, hi. You're on the air. Who are you?
What line is this?
This is line 2.
Oh, no. Not line 2. Go to line 1.
Line 1.
No, go to line...
Line 1.
Maybe
hi.
Not line
hi,
1.
Hi, line 1. Hello?
Lines are coming together.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's Bill.
Uh-oh, no. I think this is guy going to talk loud enough.
You have to talk real loud, okay?
Hello, Bill.
No, we got him. We got him.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
We are well.
How are you?
One already.
Yeah?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, all right.
Okay.
And I just had a nice good time with my daughter's friend.
You had a good time with your daughter's friend?
Ah.
I hope she's over 18.
She's over 18, of course, right?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, good,
right.
Good.
Well, then you're just a dirty old man.
What's wrong with that?
That's all right. Nothing wrong with being a dirty old man. Just as long as you're not breaking the law.
Like a dirty old woman.
No law breakers.
Yeah, but I'm not under 18, so it's all good.
So, okay, so...
Except your voice is so low, it's really hard to hear you sound like a really dirty old man.
You have to speak up a little bit.
She came over to our house.
Who did?
His daughter's girlfriend.
Ooh. Yes, and, she had a spent some time with her friend, my daughter. And then, my daughter wanted me to drive her home.
And you didn't.
The old drive home story, yes, we know that one.
And she, starts unbuttoning her blouse in the car.
Right there, in the car.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. You just innocently sat there.
Of course not, I just pulled down.
All right.
As you were
the occasion.
Smart man.
You were on the 10. And you pulled down, you unzip your zipper, and what happened?
I jerked off in front of her.
Right, okay.
You jerked off in front of her.
And what did
she
say?
So you didn't have actual sexual contact.
Damn it.
And then we went outside in the woods and we fucked up.
Wait a second, I want you to sing one more song.
Oh, Nia,
Come back.
Bathroom.
Come on, dude.
Go take your tweeter in there.
Okay, bathroom. Okay. He's gone to the bathroom.
And then we're going to wind up with singing.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so you jerked off in front of her. Well, that's very, kinky.
And you fucked
her. And then fucked her after jerked off.
No.
Right.
Okay.
I just hope she doesn't find out.
You hope your daughter doesn't find out.
Right.
Well, she probably will.
Because it's your daughter's friend.
It's her friend.
You're going to say, I fucked
her
your
friend,
dad?
Her friend's going to tell her, either in a moment of intimacy or a moment of anger or who God knows what, she will tell her friend that she fucked her dad.
We live in a global village. We need to tell everybody.
Come on. Yeah, he didn't want to hear the truth.
He came.
All right.
He pre-ejaculated.
All right.
Okay, so where are
so
we right now?
We're almost out of time.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And now I had my singer left. I was going to end
coming.
The song.
He's coming. He just took his tweeter to the bathroom.
Hey,
his tweeter?
He can sing.
Yeah.
You can sing?
What?
He can sing.
In the shower?
What? Who?
He can sing.
Mm.
He can sing.
Out the doors.
Out the doors.
Oh, really? You're going to sing, come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah.
He can sing. He denies it. He can sing.
He denies it.
He does. He does.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You sing good.
He is innocent.
He's looking at you like he must have been singing in his sleep.
He's very shy. But he can sing like the doors and...
Or you can unzip your pants. Either one.
Oh.
Your choice.
We've got 7 minutes, Susan, basically.
I know. I'm just telling you. 7 minutes.
You're
telling him. Telling him.
Thank you.
I pride myself.
Don't take no pictures of me.
We have a little conflict here.
You listen to Radio Susie.
Oh, he's going to pull her hair now.
From
I try.
She wants to get something going on. She does. Okay, what? Unzip the pants. All right, this is really interesting.
Ooh, this is serious.
Sarah,
is serious,
are you twittering
serious.
About
this? I chattered about it. I have
serious
Twitter.
Okay, I think I'm going to retweet whatever you say here.
Serious.
Okay. So, wait a second here. You're gonna Twitter something, and I'm gonna
Twitter this.
Whoa, okay, we've got a cock coming out.
Okay, I think I can Twitter this on my own, actually.
Twitter this, baby.
Okay, this is very impressive. We've got actual cocksucking going on.
Cocksucking.
Actual cocksucking.
Actual.
Real cocksucking.
Cock.
Sucking of cock.
Sucking.
Cocksucking. What are the key
on
words here, Sarah?
Here on radio,
cocksucking,
good
one.
One.
Sucking.
Twitter sex. Blow job.
I think we're going to get kicked off them.
Okay, you think? Actually, I don't know if they can see it. I don't know if they can see it.
No, but they can hear it. They can see it.
Okay.
This is live.
I think I'm gaining followers by
the second.
The dozen.
Twitter.
Twitter, Twitter.
Best radio show in America. You're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. Fuck the rest of the radios.
Oh, God, yes. We're moving the microphone out of the way. Actually, you could take the microphone and sing while this is going on, because we only have a few more minutes to the show.
Let's round it out with some live music.
Yeah, live music, absolutely. Let's do live music.
Where's your guitar?
Live music. Okay.
Zorro.
With or without your pants?
Strum.
Pants are optional.
Okay, so he gets the microphone here. Give the mic.
We need live guitar music for this penis stroking.
There we go. Here we go.
Okay.
And now we're going to have a symphony. We're coming to the end of the show. We have a few minutes. Let's go. Then she reached out and pulled it out.
Yeah.
And she reached in.
This is like Bette Midler at the bath.
And took it in.
Oh, she took it in.
She took it
and
in.
And she opened up and said hello. I want you.
Hello, baby.
He pulled himself up back and undid everything that was. And the gravity took hold of everything that attached to his skin and folded in his.
Oh, yeah.
She leaned in and opened the mouth and took it in. She leaned in and opened her mouth. Took it in.
That just about describes it.
She's
taken it in.
The meat out. She said, you know, today I just want to be a carnivore and let me close my eyes.
Cannibalism.
Think that was just sucking the sugar out of cane.
She sucked it all in.
Breathing all the honey from the comb, and then she stuck her tongue out and thought the mana, and she said, I'm gonna suck it. I'm gonna suck it like a woman. And she said, I'm gonna suck it like a woman. It felt so hot, and she felt it breathe like a dragon wanted fire to spew. And she opened up her throat and said, bring me that flame. Bring me that flame.
Cock sucking, singing, and twittering
and
on Radio Suzy 1.
Sucking that cock, and she said, sucking that cock. Gotta love it.
Oral sex.
Oral sex is always good.
O-R-A-L and A-U-R-A-L.
Especially when it's good.
Come
on, Dr. Suzy.
Here on Radio Suzy, the World Wide Web, we got all kinds of oral sex for you. We want to come between your ears.
We wanna feel you deep.
Oh, we touch you where no other radio touches you ever.
Inside.
We touch you right in your crotch.
Hearts, that's where we want to feel you, deep inside our hearts. And if you can feel us, we know we're doing something. Something. We know we're doing something.
It's from our house to your house.
Right. And, you know.
Thank you very much.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're Natasha Skinsky.
Let's say goodnight.
Tommy Lee.
We're done.
And Dylan. And Dylan.
Dylan Drupal.
And Sister Sarah. Brother
Sarah.
Max. Sister Lisa. Brother Andy.
Beautiful porn star. Oh, yeah.
Let's do some camera. Let's do some pictures back, please, with our little radio
I'm
background.
I'm
going to
end it here, Susan.
We're going to end it, okay? But before we end it, I just want to tell you, I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to try not to hurt anyone unless it's consensual and you know what you're doing. But in any case, make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
And
even if that someone is
yummy,
you.
Yummy, pussy.
Love you. Okay, come on over here and let's do some pictures. Where is the camera pole? Camera!
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. My day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with any from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now...